And welcome to the Happy Hour.
The always fun,
semi-informative,
always relevant,
and slightly irreverent
Happy Hour talk show presented by App Growth Summit.
So whether you're on your way to work,
winding down after work,
or you're just bored at work,
pop in an episode and take a quick shot of the Happy Hour. Hey, Louis.
Awesome. Thank you, Kehlani. Hello, Kehlani. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's splendorifus.
It's always an honor to be with Louis Tanguay, the founder and managing director of AppGrowth Summit.
As if you couldn't tell, I pay her salary. Because none of that stuff is accurate other than I have a name and I'm here. But I'm not alone, Kehlani. Today, we are joined by the illustrious and amazing Laura Shack.
Hey.
She is the founder and CEO of Tatted. How you doing, Laura?
Yes, she is.
I'm doing good. I don't think anyone's ever described me as illustrious, but I love it and I might demand it moving forward.
That's what we do here. We trendset.
Wow.
That's your official title.
Put in my fucking like signature.
Yeah. Love it. That your LinkedIn is like the illustrious.
The illustrious.
Actually, that'd be a good way to determine spam, automated spam. If you say illustrious Laura Shack, then they say, right. Hello, illustrious.
100%. No, I'm doing it now. It's happening. See?
I was talking to Louis earlier about how your last name is so great because I am the mother of dad jokes and I can think of a million with your last name.
What you got? What you got for me?
Okay. Well, first we have the Shack that smiles back.
That one. Okay.
And we also have guess who's Shack? Shack again. Laura Shack. Tell a friend.
Ooh.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Love it. Amazing.
Amazing.
Awesome. So let's get to know Laura Shack a little bit more. After a long day of crushing it with your Tatted app, building a community of where to get. Actually, you know what? Why don't you just describe the Tatted app?
Yeah. So Tatted is the first app that you are able to intelligently search for a tattoo artist. And I say that, I always asterisk intelligently. So, you know, right now you can look on Google, on Yelp. There's, you know, websites with people listed like top tattoo artists in New York City, whatever. Wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's a million amazing tattoo artists. So what I have built is an extensive database as well as a kayak-like, because people always get kayak-like search where you search by location, price that you're willing to pay, whatever specialization the tattoo artist has, intelligent search, and then you can find and book your perfect tattoo artist.
So if you're like black and gray Austin for like 500 to 1500.
Yeah. Yeah, they usually do hourly just because, like, you know, an artist can, like, do a tiny thing for 200 or if it takes them 3 hours, it's 600, you know, type of vibe. Yeah. So it's usually done by hourly. But yeah, but exactly. You know what I mean? Like Austin, black and gray, 200 an hour. Boom. You get all of the best people.
So if anyone wants a black and gray tattoo here in Austin, use a Tatted app and come on down because let's go hang out, get barbecue and tattoos.
Yeah, Tatted in Texas. 2021.
Oh, see, she's good with that stuff.
I love it. I love it.
I challenge anyone out there to try to beat Kehlani in like a quick-witted dad joke type of punniness.
I was going to say, she is. I love it, though.
Yes, I have many a title. Chief Meme Officer.
Ooh.
Mother of Dad Jokes. President of the Paulu Fan Club.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Actually, I'd even ask the question. We got sidetracked by you because of your illustriousness. So basically, after a long day of developing this amazing kayak-like Tatted search experience, how do you chill out, wind down, relax? Will you grab a drink? What is that drink? What's in the cup?
What's in the cup? Definitely depends on the day. So, you know, if it's wintertime, I'm a red wine girl. You know what I mean? My mom's a huge wino. We do annual family trips to Napa Valley, you know, very well educated from birth in, you know, all types of different wines and flavors.
So basically, your pinky never touches the glass.
You know it. What do I want? I want something full body. I want a round finish. You know what I mean? I want like medium tannins. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have no idea what you're saying, but it sounds like you do.
But I'm good for it. And then if I'm, you know, really hanging, then we get Mezcal tequila out. You know what I mean? Then that's a Thursday, Friday game.
That's the hanging out in Austin with the AGS crew.
I know. It's been like 2 days since I've seen you, Louis. I love it.
All right. Laura is from Austin, where I moved to, and now she lives in New York for the past over decade, but she's back and forth. She's all over the place. She's a mover. She's a shaker. She's a groover.
Facts, facts. Brooklyn till I die, you know what I'm saying?
So a lot of people know you or know what you like because you're not shy at all. But what is something that people don't know about you?
So funnily enough, I never intended to get into tech. So that's, I think it's, you know, it's an interesting fact just because it's not, it doesn't make any sense, right? Because now I'm obsessed with it. And now I'm, you know, the founder and CEO of two different technology startups and have been in the game since I was 21, right? But I actually went to school for nonprofit management, right?
Wow.
So when I was like a little kiddo, I was like, I'm going to save, you know, world hunger or like whatever. You know what I mean? It was very, still quite ambitious, just directionally different, right? And, you know, I worked at a lot, right? So I worked at the Clinton Global Initiative. I worked at a lot of different nonprofits. And I was just like, ooh, like I can't do any amount of hierarchy. I can't do any amount of like red tape of, you know, I thought in my, you know, idiotic, you know, 20-year-old head, I was like, if we are all going towards this goal, like we throw away the rule book, right? When it makes sense, that make we do that, right? We do that. No, not the case. It really only exists in the startup world. So I was like, that's not my personality. You know, I've always been a little bit of a rebel child, right? You know what I mean? I was like always like trying to cut up in class and that type of stuff. So I never really like, you can't really tell me this is how it's done because of tradition or because I said so. Like that doesn't vibe with me, you know? So I quickly found out that the only place that I made any sense would be the startup world.
And you're still volunteering for a not-for-profit. Kehlani, what is the not-for-profit that Laura is working with?
She is one of our incredible global team members for Speak Her, which is our initiative here at App Growth Summit to really pass the mic to women in the tech space and really highlight those amazing female app growth experts.
Boom.
I feel so passionately about that. Like you can't stop me from talking about highlighting women in tech. Like, honestly, like I really love that cause. I've spoken at a good amount of women in tech conferences now. I started actually just out of passion for it again. I started teaching middle school girls entrepreneurship. There's also a nonprofit that does that. So I'm talking to 13-year-olds that want to be CEOs, and it is the most inspiring work I've ever done. Cause like I have found a home in the tech space. So for that, I feel super passionately about, you know, elevating women. And I'm sure if you work in the financial field, you'll feel passionate about elevating women there because we need it in every industry, by the way. But, you know, as someone that knows tech and someone that knows what it's like to be a woman in tech, so important to get those voices out there. And I won't take up all this time talking about it, but it's been a struggle that I think has been unique to my gender, my path as a woman in tech. Like it's been notable that I'm a female doing this journey. Definitely. You know what I mean? So I love that you guys have that as part of your initiatives.
Yes. And Laura is incredible. She is such a passionate person, not only about Speak Her and what we're doing there, but about everything. So 10 out of 10 would recommend get connected with Laura Shack.
You would find me. I love it.
And she has the Basquiat tattoo. So there you go.
Yeah.
So she has a lot of tattoos. So it's not just that one.
All day.
So being a woman founder, have you noticed that it's been hard to, I don't know if you've even raised money or tried to get seed round money or what your exploration there, but what has your experience been? How VCs and angels view women founders?
So I've gotten some angel investment and I'm currently raising a seed round. I'm really deep into that process. So I have probably talked to 35 VCs, like, you know, and I've been told like at this point, it's like, they're like, yeah, that's about how many you need to talk to. So that's probably a common amount before you get your first seed round. You know, I'm kind of doubling down, first of all, meaning that not only am I a woman in tech, but I'm trying to start a tattoo startup. And I'm heavily tattooed and have piercings on my face. So, you know, I'm not making it easy for myself in any right. But it's kind of how I went into it, right? So I was kind of like, I'm going to be unapologetically who I am, unapologetically do what I do. And if it doesn't work out, then I guess it doesn't work out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sway on any part of this. And I've already, you know, had a little bit of pushback. I think it's harder to be taken seriously. I think, and I talk about this at any platform that I possibly can. It's hard to act like a female as a female in the professional space. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I'm, you know, maybe naturally have like a bit more, and I'm going to quote traditionally masculine characteristics because I don't support the gender binary, but you know, traditionally what the world would view as traditionally masculine characteristics, like I grew up with brothers and it's just who I was around, blah, blah, blah. But you know, other females that like want to wear skirts and like lipstick and, you know, other like other things that are again attributed to the traditional feminine must have even more trouble than I do, right? Because talking to I want to say 5% of the VCs I've talked to have females on their executive team. So also I'm all only talking to white men, essentially, right? And I know it seems like there's a ton out there, a ton of VCs that are like women focused, minority focused, and that I support all of that, but just know that they are exactly that in the minority. They still are in the minority. Still, the cards are held by white male dominated VCs. So that's who I'm sitting here doing this song and dance for. And I'm very aware of that, you know, and you know, just, I feel like I have to start with my resume. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, all right. You know, I've been a part of a number of companies and a couple of mine have exited and I've been through accelerator programs, blah, 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 bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. But if I don't start with that, there's none of what comes out of my mouth is being listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's something. And I would love to talk to another woman that maybe isn't tattooed and in their 20s and like, you know, all those other things, because I would love to hear their experience, but I can't imagine it's that far off.
Actually, I should connect you with Yasmin Morrison.
Yeah.
She works for Antler VC and she spoke at our speaker event.
I love that.
Yeah. And she was she was at a speaker presentation, was about how women owned companies can get VC, what companies are women owner friendly.
That's good to know.
So check out Antler VC and Yasmin Morrison.
I love it.
Amazing. Okay. So speaking of your experience and having to learn how to sell yourself, especially when you're pitching and trying to get angel investors, what's the best piece of career advice you've ever gotten?
Absolute best piece. And you've heard me say this before, Kavani.
Yes, because you've given it to me.
I love it. And a friend of mine literally said this to me outside the startup world. We were just talking. And the thing is that you can't be fired from your career. And I love that because sometimes you're at a job and it's not really fitting, or you're at a job and you have a harassive manager, or you're at a job and they're not moving you up and you're in the exact same position, making the exact same money for 3 years, whatever it is. And I think people are really scared of taking that leap and jumping out there. And they're really afraid of like what their resume will say. And if the dots will be connected and people ask about what's that gap or, you know, if maybe they should be a little bit longer or whatever the case is, people are really scared to take that leap and to sort of move forward and to move on to something that works the best for them. And it's just that, you know, again, like we don't live in this world where it's like, I get this title and I work here for 5 years and then I have that title and then I work there for 5 years and I have that title after that. And that's the only way for me to progress. That doesn't mm-hmm. exist anymore. So, you know, I want people to be able to say, okay, like I have taken this experience and I am on a career path and it doesn't have to be linear and it doesn't have to make sense to anyone else if it makes sense to me. You know what I mean? And like, mm-hmm. if people ask me like, so what happened here at different weird moments in my career history? And I'm like, listen, here's what thought process was. Here's what the situation with that company was. Here's why I moved on, et cetera. Like if it makes sense for you to move and pivot and whatever else, do it, because you have a career. Like it's a much higher level than just your job description. Like don't be afraid to take that leap and move forward. Yeah.
Amazing. So with that being said, I think it's time for us to wrap up. And in our true season 3 of the Appy Hour tradition, I can't let you go without sharing a dad joke, especially since you mentioned that a really funny joke makes your day instantly better.
Love it.
I'm not sure if this one will make you laugh, but if it doesn't, you can always whine about it. that wasn't too strong. It was a little subtle, but I did get a laugh out of you.
I enjoy a little humor, man. You gotta laugh. You gotta laugh at yourself too, man. You're just like, keep it light. You can always, you know, be heavy other times. Like, just relax. I love it.
Yeah, that's the way we like to do it here at the Happy Hour. It's a lot more casual than our events, but even at our events, we like to have fun, play some games, do some trivia stuff. Yeah. You know, have like fun happy hours afterwards. Happy hour afterwards. So, all right. Thank you, Laura, for being here. Everyone who wants to have a special surprise, tune into the next episode to learn more. And I'm not going to tell you what's up. We're just going to leave the tease right there.
So there you go. Cliffhanger.
Yeah. So we'll see you next week for a special surprise at the end of the Olivia Smith interview. But until then, we'll see you soon. Hey, you made it to the end of the episode. Thanks for taking the journey with us, and we hope you found it exactly as advertised, where it was mostly fun and entertaining, but we did manage to get in a little tech talk in there as well, so you can kind of tell your managers that this was actually time spent doing work stuff. Trust me, we won't tell on you. Please subscribe so you can get notifications every time we release an episode, and please head on over to appgrowthsummit.com. Let us know what you thought, or let us know if you'd like to be a guest in a future episode, or recommend the guest that would be absolutely amazing. Please tell all your friends and colleagues about the Happy Hour, and be sure to have lots of laughs until the next episode.